The next patient is Roxy Hale. The last name is H-A-L-E. The first name is Roxy, R-O-X-I-E. This is... a clinical case of an 82-year-old white female. That has a history of anemia that seems to have two components: iron deficiency, comma. The patient was seen at the cancer at the cancer center. The workup was done. Infusions of iron were given. The hemoglobin increase in November of 2021, it was 11, and in January 5th, 2022, 10.6, and now is 2.4. Period. There was also the concern that the patient could have anemia associated to nephrotic syndrome, but the proteinuria is no more than 300 milligrams in 24 hours, period. The patient has an increase in the serum kappa light chain that is in the process of being evaluated by Dr. Shah, period. We are going to request a follow-up for this anemia at the cancer center because of the above-mentioned considerations. Number two, the patient has proteinuria. The proteinuria is 300 milligrams. If this patient has a monoclonal gammopathy of unknown significance, is a possibility. We are going to follow the case closely. The patient has a serum albumin that is 3.9. And the estimated GFR is, and the GFR is 81 mLs per minute, period. Following number, the patient has a history of fibromyalgia and rheumatoid arthritis. In that regard, this patient should be transferred to a plant-based diet in order to avoid significant inflammation. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy, TSH and T4 are within normal range. Following number, the patient has dilated cardiomyopathy with an ejection fraction that is between 30% and 40%. She has a history of ablation and also a stent that was placed more than 3 years ago, and this patient has an AICD as well. She's on Entresto and is followed by cardiology. We spent 14 minutes in the evaluation of the lab and comparing with the prior determinations and reading the notes from another providers. In the face-to-face conversation, we spend 22 minutes, and in the documentation, 10 minutes. Okay.